Angels and Rangers. What kind of a day would Albert Pujols have? Well, we'll soon find out. We'll take it to the top of the first. Yunel Escobar at the plate.
First one tonight, drilled out to deep left center field. That is gone. Mammoth big fly for Yunel Escobar. That's a good way to get out of a slump. 1-0 Halos. That is hammered out to center field. Gomez pulls up. This one is gone. On a line shot, Mike Trout goes big fly. The Halos have themselves a 3-1 lead. Breaking ball, and he pulls this one out to left field. He sped up his bat, and it'll tie this game up. Napoli will stop at first with a two-out single. It's a 3-3 game. Lucroy shoots one out towards center field. Hit well. Trout moving back near the wall. He'll leap up and make the catch. As Guerra retires the side in order.
Yeah, he needed that whole 404-foot shot to be able to run that one down. Mike Trout, what a play on that one. He hit a home run earlier, two-run shot.
Breaking ball, hammered to deep left. Get out of here. Gone. Big fly for Albert Pujols. 6-3 Halos.
Angels win this one 6-3. With his three-run shot, Albert Pujols is now 15th on the all-time list for RBI. The Angels are now riding a five-game winning streak. After his three-run homer in the eighth inning, Albert Pujols jumped into 15th place on the all-time RBI list. That home run would also prove to be the game-winning hit for the Angels. Here's Pujols on his day.
The team's playing well, and he said, you believe in everything that you guys had that was going to come together. How nice is it that everything's coming together for you guys?
Well, definitely. You know, it's a long season, so you can't go by the first or 2 weeks of the season. I mean, we know what kind of team that we have, and, you know, sooner or later, you know, we're going to get things going. You know, right now we play well, but we just need to continue to do that. You know, we came here ready to play and put ourselves in a situation to try to win the series some more.
You give a lot of credit to the guys hitting in front of you and setting the table for you, but what are you learning from them as they're being approached to pitch to in terms of setting up for that last at bat like you saw with home run?
Well, I mean, I got my approach. You know, I know what I need to do when I'm out there. But those guys, you know, Cole obviously got a big hit. Escobar, you know, in the first inning. Trotty, you know, got a great at-bat. Got a, you know, if you look at that pitch that Trotty hit out, it wasn't a bad pitch. You know, and he stayed through the baseball and hit it out. But, I mean, we just practice this in spring training, you know, try to have good quality at-bats, you know. And if we do that, I'm telling you, through that lineup, by the third time, you know, we're going to do some damage. And obviously, it hasn't happened lately, but it's a long season, and we're just going to continue to build on it.
You keep escalating in the home runs and the RBIs. In the RBI department, what has allowed you consistency, even when perhaps you are not yourself feeling at best, but still driving in runs?
Well, first of all, I give God all the glory. I mean, and then after that, my teammates, you know, they're giving me myself an opportunity. They believe in me. My manager believe in me, the coaches. So they're giving myself a chance, you know, to drive runs and my job to be in the middle of that lineup. I know sometimes it can be frustrating because those aren't going to happen all the time. But, you know, the main thing that you learn about this game is to stay positive all the time, you know, and want that situation all the time. I wanted that situation all the time. And I know that I'm going to come through, you know, probably the majority of the time, you know, and that's what my team has been doing, you know, since day one. Just getting on base and just giving me opportunity to drive them in, you know, and I just give them credit too.
You've always been big about the 25th guy on the roster and the last guy out of that bullpen. How big is a guy like Jose Alvarez stepping up today?
Well, it's huge, you know. I mean, you just never know. You know, those guys are prepared to go every night and then, you know, just in case they're needed. Even the guys that sometimes get in the days off, you know, you just never know. Crazy thing can happen in the game. But, you know, our bullpen being outstanding, you know, they've been pitching pretty well. I started pitching too. And, you know, hopefully we can get our offense going a little bit, you know, and give them a little bit of breathing room too.
Mike Socha and the Angels come out on top against the Rangers on Friday as they win 6-3, thanks in part to a three-run shot by Albert Pujols in the eighth. Here's the Angels skipper on the win.
It's a little tight on his right side, and we'll just see how it sets up.
Did you see anything from the way he was pitching, or did he just tell you when he came out?
He was throwing well, but you could see he was, like, stretching a little bit, so, it was tough to evaluate exactly what it was. I think, it was humid out there, and He was throwing the ball well, finished that inning really good with a good fastball LaCroix flew out on, and then, came in, and he was a little bit tight on the right side, and we're just not going to take any chances right now to let him keep pitching there. So we'll see how it sets up and see if he just, how he feels in a couple of days.
Is that something that just developed in the fifth there, it seemed like? Or?
Yep.
How was CJ?
It's a little sore.
Yeah.
he was he was hobbling pretty good after the game, so we'll see how that one sets up too.
Would it mean to you to get Albert to be swinging the bat hot lately and hit that ball?
Yeah, well, Albert's been driving in runs all along, even though maybe some hits haven't fallen in for him. He's hitting the ball hard, driving in runs. That's a huge, huge hit at the time, needless to say. And he'll be there for sure. We know what he can do, and it's good to see him feel a little more comfortable in the box.
Today happens to be the fifth anniversary of Trout's last call up. Can you even put into words what he's done in the last 5 years?
It's been spectacular. But the beauty of Mike is that he's not chasing numbers. He's not doing anything but playing baseball. And I think that, for him to just go out there every day and do everything he can, whether it's on the defensive side, running the bases, in the batter's box, he wants to help us win. So that's why he's so great to be around him. He's not thinking anything but helping the team win.
Saturday, Jesse Chavez will take the hill for the Angels. He'll square off against the Rangers, Yu Darvish.